As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Special edition of Live Mike. Right now, today, better late than never, we have live in the studio Government Issue. And hey, I'm not going to say anything. Just take it away, guys.
Next song is all about it.
Interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
This is Terry from Vacant State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right, all welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And yeah, we broadcast out of the UBC of Vancouver. And if you're in Vancouver and you're out and about today, well, I hope you're wearing some sunblock if you're prone to burn. I didn't, but I rode the bus here. I didn't cycle like I probably should have. What can I say? I woke up early and I'm tired. And yeah, big news in the world of punk last week, talking about reunions. No, I'm not talking about Guns N' Roses. I'm talking about the Misfits. We will see Glenn Danzig, Jerry Only, and Doyle Wolfgang Frankenstein reuniting for the first time since 1983, 84. Yeah, they said it would never happen, but there you go. Anything's possible, you know. And to all those critics that say, well, you know, this is just a cash grab, well, if the Misfits are one of your favorite bands, I imagine they'll do it pretty good. And you got to see these bands while you still can, because, you know, people don't live forever. And this show is dedicated to a man that passed away last Saturday. He lost his battle to stomach cancer, and I'm talking about the mighty John Stab Schroeder from Washington, D.C. For those of you who don't know, he fronted a band called Government Issue from 1980 to 1989. And he saw a band. He went from Baltimore, Maryland to Washington, D.C. to see the Teen Idols, and he had a band at the time called The Stab, S-T-A-B, and that was where he got his nickname from, John Stab, and he added another B onto the name. So yeah, his pseudonym came from that. And yes, Government Issue started out off as a hardcore band, and yeah, as the mid-80s rolled along, most of the original Washington, D.C., I'm going to say all except for Government Issue, broke up by the year 1985, 1986, but Government Issue kept going, but not as a hardcore band. Government Issue were originally a hardcore band, and they were on Ian McKay from Minor Threat's label, Discord Records, and yeah, they broke up in the late 80s. Unlike all the other DC bands, they didn't go into the posy emo stuff, but they definitely became a heavy rock band with some psychedelic new wave and even heavy metal influences in there. So yeah, they were a great, prolific band, and even though the original stuff was hardcore and morphed into more progressive stuff, I find their more progressive stuff even better than the hardcore stuff. And we start things off with one of my favorite tracks, not only of Government Issue of all time, but one of my favorite tracks of all time. I'm talking about the song Strange Wine. And that one was featured on the U album, but we heard a live version. And we're going to look at Government Issue kind of chronologically and hear their stuff going from hardcore to more progressive hardcore, to being some amazing progressive rock. So yeah, rest in peace, John Stab. Yeah, he will be missed. Government Issue did break up in 1989 after a van incident. They got back together in 2007 because John Stab took a bad beating and had to get plates put into his face. But he recovered nicely, but unfortunately developed stomach cancer after the band. The original lineup had gotten back together in 2014. He was stoked to do it, but yeah, unfortunately, he developed stomach cancer. And there was a plethora of members through Government Issue, which we will kind of touch on as we get into the show. But without further ado, let's get into the show. We're going to get into some classic DC hardcore in this set, including Government Issue. And we're going to start with the band who John Stab first went to see in Washington, D.C., and I'm talking about the Teen Idols, featuring Ian McKay later on to go and be in Minor Threat, Embrace, and Fugazi.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, we heard four classic hardcore tracks from the Washington, D.C. area. They don't, most of those tracks were a minute or under. That track was a minute and 4 seconds, Minor Threat, Seeing Red. And we followed with, or we started things off with the Teen Idols from the Flex Your Head compilation with a track called I Drink Milk, and followed with SOA, State of Alert, featuring Henry Garfield, also known as Henry Rollins, with a track called I Hate the Kids, and Scream did a track called They Came Without a Warning, and yeah, we're going to hear Government Issues track on the Flex Your Head compilation as well, but first of all, we're going to hear a track from their first EP called The Legless Bull. And yeah, it came out on Discord Records from Washington, D.C. And for those of you just tuned in, we are showcasing Government Issue after the untimely passing of John Stabb last Saturday. And we're going to hear Government Issue from the Legless Bull EP. This is a track called Rock and Roll Bullshit. Here we go.
Oh, man, kick-ass rock and roll. Wow, man, kick-ass rock and roll. I need a bong, man. I need some drugs. Wow, this rock and roll bullshit is good. Oh, man, I'm getting fucked up. Wow, man, wow. Wow, pass the bong. Okay, yeah. Nine, seven, I'm insane. Seven, eight, you see I'm pain. Seven, nine, you see I'm proud. Oh, what I'm gonna count. I don't want to listen.
Doesn't matter much. Well, does your head? Doesn't matter much. AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR showcasing government issue, and we started things all off. Where did we start? We started things all off with a track from the Flex Your Head compilation. Came out on Discord Records in 1982. Actually, yeah, and we heard a track called Hey Ronnie, song all about President Ronald Reagan. And yeah. That, like I said, that one came out on Discord Records, and at the time, Brian Baker from Minor Threats was playing bass for them. He later switched, or he was playing bass, and then he switched to guitar, and then somebody else named Tom Lyle took over, and he'd been playing in the band ever since. But yeah, like I said, it was a plethora of members that were in and out of government issue. And we heard a track afterwards from the Legless Bull, debut 7-inch, also on Discord Records, a track called Rock and Roll Bullshit. Yeah, what else did we hear? Another track from the Legless Bull release. We heard a track called No Rights. And from the Make an Effort 7-inch release on Foundation of Youth, Discord Records, we heard a track called Teenager in a Box. And from the debut LP from Government Issue, Boycott Stab, we heard a track called Hall of Fame. And from the Make an Effort 7-inch, we heard a track called Sheer Terror. And yeah, that one was featured on a handful of Government Issue releases. They kept doing that song over and over again. So yeah, we're gonna keep going here. And 1984, 85 rolled around. Government Issue were changing their sound, as you'll hear in this next release called Joyride. This was the first Government Issue release I ever heard, and this is a track called Blending In on this Government Issue showcase. Rest in peace, John Stab.
Yeah. Face the TV screen, time for the hate half hour.
Hate! 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 Hate!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio, just love your radio.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, showcasing government-issue classic acts from Washington, D.C. that were around from 1980 to 1989. And in that last set, we started things all off with a couple tracks from the Joyride LP or mini-LP or whatever you want to call it. We heard tracks blending in and the remake of the classic Nancy Sinatra track, These Boots Were Made for Walking. And from 1986, from a self-titled release of theirs, their first self-titled release. We heard a track called They Know. And we then heard a track from a Mystic Records EP called The Fun Just Never Ends. We heard a track called The Plain to See. And we heard a track called Fun and Games. And from the Give a Stab release, we heard a track called Plain to See. And right about now, we're going to hear some live government issue. And we're first going to hear a little interview that they did here. So, yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Okay, John Stab, singer.
Yeah. Who else? Brian, bass player, leaving.
They can't see you.
You gotta say your last name, too.
No, that's me.
It is I'm Brian
Mark,
Gay.
And I play drums.
And God is not here.
is Surf your favorite DJ?
It's like, this is your kick-ass rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is still playing.
Robbie! No, it's not playing.
I don't know.
Robbie!
Hey, this is an interview.
Are you listening,
here.
Robbie?
I think he was listening.
So where are you from, John?
Robbie!
Where are you
okay.
from?
And where do you go to school and how old are you?
I'm from the planet Vega, 3 parsecs from the constellation of Lyre. I'm going back. Make love in 1,000 rose petals and a bed of rose petals. Yes, we don't allow our women to wear makeup.
So you're
perfume.
From Bethesda, then?
Yeah. Now he's from Rockville.
Rockville, where they rock. Yeah.
The rock never stops.
What kind of reaction have you gotten since the Post article from people who weren't familiar or whatever?
Well, there's a lot of people who come on the dance floor just looking for it. Like to beat people up.
Yeah.
They don't know that.
There are also a lot of spectators now watching to see the big bowling pin show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they
described it's like,
it in there.
Do you guys play at 9:30? Is there a pit? Do they have snakes in it? Really? Really? Is there a special room with spikes and.
I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark and thought maybe it was the same kind of pit.
Yeah, I see.
We're going to play a little rock and roll for you.
Yeah.
song's called Hour of One.
We'll be right back.
All right, four tracks recorded live from Government Issue. This one was on a Mystic Records release of a bunch of live stuff. It was just called Live LP, and we heard a track called Understand, and that one's going back to February 23rd, 1985 at the CE Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, followed with GI. That was at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., February 25th of 1983. Hour of One recorded October 22nd in the Wilson Center, also in 1982, and a track at CBGB's New York City, July 30th, 1983. So yeah, a bunch of live Government Issue for you, and we're going to hear a track from their, a few tracks from their last two releases. These are some of the best rock records of all time, in my opinion. We're going to hear a track from a record called You. And the name of it is Beyond. Here we go.
security shows a fear. Words of anger bring a tear. Of anger bring a tear. Big misunderstanding tries to call on the phone. It's hard to be demanding threats of discontent dependent upon, too dependent upon.
All right, and this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation and concludes this edition of Generation Annihilation, which was a tribute to the late John Stab, who passed away last Saturday. Rest in peace. And, yeah, we heard a bunch of tracks from Government Issue. Lots of Government Issue in this show. That was the band he fronted. And from the last two albums, You, which came out in 1987, we heard a track called Beyond and Hole in the Scene. And then we heard a track called The Price, and the band disbanded shortly after. But, yeah, they left us with all this great music. So, yeah, check it out. They were meant to be a rock band, even though their hardcore stuff was great. Their rock and roll stuff was phenomenal. So, yeah, check out their stuff. If you want a quick overview of the majority of it, you can find it on two CDs, courtesy of Doctor Strange Records, The Complete History Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Discord Records compilation Flex Your Head is still in print, and same with the Some Old 7 inches, the first four Discord 7 inches on one LP. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this special edition of Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next, and enjoy the sunshine.